Well, that was probably the Lord just giving more time to hear his voice. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us, my friend. Bless you, our brother. Thanks to the Lord. As I said, today is Charlie Kirk's going home celebration. I suspect it'll be a grand celebration. Suspect it will be. Hallelujah. Gone too soon, but God hasn't got a problem with timing. I don't believe that God had anything to do with it, but I believe that God went into motion the moment that his servant came into the kingdom, and he began to move on people's hearts. Interesting, last night, I don't know, Facebook is about as unpredictable as anything around, and I don't know who put this up, but actually it was a TikTok that somebody had put on Facebook, because I don't think I have TikTok. I don't know. But it was a young girl talking about the fact that she'd never read the Bible before. She didn't really have that much interest. Somehow she married a guy that had interest and had been trying to get her interested ever since. Now, honestly, she was very pretty, so the guy could have trusted the Lord and just gone ahead to marry her. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference, you know. I mean, praise the Lord. But anyway, so here she was, and she was sharing that she just felt led that day to pick up her husband's Bible. And she picked up her husband's Bible, and she said, I don't read the Bible. Again, she repeated, my husband and his parents have been trying to get me into the flow of things, but she didn't ever have a need. But this day, after Charlie's death, she just felt like picking up a Bible. And interestingly enough, I have had this God sense thing going through my head, and having things confirm it, just different things that come up. And anyway, so this young gal said, when I opened up the Bible, she gave me the verse for today. She said it was on a page where the Lord said, and you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. She said, I've never voted before in my life. I don't want to make this political, but the fact is, she said, I would never cast a blue vote in my whole life. God is revealing the truth, you know. It's crazy. Crazy. And the way that God sense came to me was, I was praying in the night because I wasn't sleeping in the night, and I was just talking about common sense. Where's the common sense? You know, what makes sense? And the fact is that common sense, what used to be common sense, what everybody would have agreed was common sense, has become negotiable. Because what makes sense to me may not make sense to somebody else, and if it doesn't make sense to somebody else, they don't have to pay any attention. You see, it used to be that people had common sense, and the craziest of people would say, oh man, that's crazy. You know? And so I was thinking about uncommon sense. We don't need common sense anymore. We need uncommon sense. But uncommon sense would have the same problem. Just because that's what you think, I don't have to go along with what you think. Thou shalt not kill. Well, it depends on the situation. What in the world? You know? I mean, well, you know, it's just however you feel. And I don't feel like you feel. And so if I don't like what you say enough, well, here's my chance. I'll kill you. And that makes sense to some people. And we talked about it last week a little. I mean, it's just It's insane, the stuff that comes out of people's mouths or off their fingers and onto paper, you know? I mean, how did we get here? Well, you know, in the Old Testament, there are several places where it says the people did whatever they wanted to. They forgot God and did whatever they wanted to. So the only sense that is going to fix things is God's sense. A sense of God. Because there has to be a foundation. There is no foundation anymore in people's thinking. There is no loyalty to anything. It's whatever you think is true. But if you think something's true that they don't think is true, so long you. Because they want their way. We want God's way. An outpouring. An overflowing. And it's coming. It's happening. It's not the happening the way that we would have planned it. It's not happening the way that, you know, we aren't cheering how it happened, but we're cheering that it happened, and we're certain that Charlie's got no complaints. You know? I mean, it's just perfect, you know? It couldn't have been any more perfect. not what he wants, no. No. Not what God wants. But, as Charlie Kirk's wife said, they have no idea what they've done. In fact, the first time I saw her talking about that on her statement to the world, you know, for just a second I was a little concerned about her. She had a look. Oh, she had a look. And I can't blame her for the look, but, you know, she recovered from that look by, Charlie, I love you so much. You know, she was checked by the Spirit. But, you know, isn't it wonderful that anyone and everyone can be forgiven? I mean, we know everyone needs forgiveness. The kindness of a Savior. We know that. We know that. And so when we have thoughts and we have looks that maybe aren't good looks or good thoughts, we can say, oh, Lord, I love you so much. Oh, I love you, Lord. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Because we need a return to God. You know? I don't think. I think that we love God. I think we're fine with God. Only God knows, only you know, and all that. But I think we're okay. But still, we need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. And I think that sometimes there are things that help us to see just how much we need it. Jesus died and was risen from the dead, and it inspired the disciples. What are we going to do? When they're saying, what are we going to do? We've wasted 3 years of our life. Jesus just walks into the room, receive the Holy Spirit. They didn't know what he was talking about. We do. You know, we understand. And yet, just as they probably were a little confused, we get a little confused sometimes. But God says, I'm the Lord. There is no other. There is none like me. I alone created the universe. I've got plans. If you're wise, you'll get in on the good plans, right? That's what he's saying. And I suspect that When Erica was saying, you have no idea what you've done, that God sort of echoed that. I think God might have said, yeah, they have no idea. They just have no idea. No idea. We have no idea how God's going to do what God's going to do. But we anticipate God's goodness. We anticipate his ability to do abundantly above and beyond anything that we can hope or imagine. Because that's God's sense. That's God's sense. Sense God. God's sense. Sense God. God's sense. Sense God. Sense God. You know? We know he's here. Moving in this place. That's why we're here, to worship you, God. We exalt you, O Lord, above the heavens. O Lord, be exalted, be exalted, be exalted over all the earth. I don't know. I just don't know. I just expect, because we should expect God, right? That's God's sense, to expect God. You know? Because if you say it's good sense to expect God, some nutcase would say, that's what you say. No, that's what he say. That's what God says. That's what God says. That's what's important, is what God says, right? And that's God's sense. To know that that's really all that matters. That's it. Just what God thinks. If we can pull everything together and stick with just what God wants, that's what's important. That's the truth that will make you free. I'm so glad that I don't have any input except to pray. I was running around just before I came, going through the house, looking at my watch, going, God, I need your help. Oh, God, I need your help. I need your help, God. I need your help. That printer really does need to print, Lord. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but I really need your help, Lord. I need your help, Lord. Everything I was doing, I need your help, Lord. 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 I went down and unplugged it again. I need your help, Lord. I need your help, Lord. I plugged it back in. I need your help, Lord. Not a deep prayer, but a smart prayer, you know. And the more I said it, the more I thought, you know, he's going to help. He's going to help. He's going to help. And as I'm giving in to my watch, I hear this sound. Paper loading. And it printed. And it began to print every one that hadn't printed so far. So I have like 10 of them that I never corrected the mistakes on. So, you know, don't read this and go, doesn't he even check his rise? You know, because the word check was checking me. Now, I usually exit it because they don't know what I want to say. You know, but sometimes they know what they're doing. So if you see something that goes, go, thank you, Jesus, that it's printed at all. I'll fix it later. I still got it. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't. I knew it was written. I just couldn't find the where the scripture came from. So I didn't put anything on it. And my wife said, "You forgot." And she said, "I've got it for you." Well, where were you when I was doing that? You were over at Sunday school. I could have got you. Now, I just sometimes you just move on, you know. You just move on. And that clicked and went on. I said, oh, God, you're so good. You're so good. And I'm not one to give the devil any glory. But I recognize when things aren't going real well, he's doing his best from hell to interfere with heaven. But he's a loser, man. He's a loser. He's a loser. That's God's sense. As Jesse Duplantis would say, now write that down. The devil's a loser. You got that? Write that down. I do the same thing. He says, got that, write that down. I don't get a paper and pencil. It's right there, locked into my head. If you don't know the devil's a loser, that's God's sense. You know that he loses. So that no matter what happens, no matter what comes against you, no weapon formed against you will prosper because the devil's a loser. Jesus is the winner man, the winner man, the winner man. Jesus is the winner man, the winner man all the time. Right? I have to tell you, I used to listen to Ron Canole sing that song, and I thought of Jesus is the winner man. I did, you know. I thought, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, I like hot dogs too. He's the winner. Jesus is the winner. He's abundantly above and beyond anything we can hope or imagine. He's worthy to be praised. So when you're feeling like something's coming against you, just start to praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. You know, oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You know? The only way anything's turned to good is by the mighty hand of God. And that's anything. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. And so when something's good, glory to God. And when something's bad, turn it to glory, Lord. You know? It's like whether my printer printed or not, God's good. But I happen to think that God made my printer print. Because I did everything possible. And it was just like I felt like just at the right moment, right, Lord? You know? I mean, he could have waited till I went out the door. And I got home and said, it printed! You know? But I'd rather say, it printed here amongst you all, so you all can just go, oh, God is so good. He made Roger's printer print. Maybe he even fixed the spell checks. You never can tell. Maybe he did. I'm not going to hold my breath on that because he don't care. You know? But he's good. You see, the Bible tells us to give him glory. The Bible tells us to let us exalt his name together. It's God's sense to lift up the name of Jesus. To tell someone what wonderful things he has done. And if you can't think of anything he's done, he loves you. That's pretty big, you know. Get God into your normal conversation. Everywhere we go, people want to know where our hope comes from, right? Everywhere we go, people need to know, right? Right? You know, is it out of line? Is it out of line to just kind of out of nowhere say, oh man, God is good? Huh? What would be so wrong with that? You know, people aren't going to be offended. And if they are, those people need to be offended. Anybody that's offended by that needs to be offended. Sorry, but they do. Because if they can be offended by someone saying that God is good, they don't know that God is good. They've got no sense whatsoever. So you have the opportunity, day in and day out, to spark a fire. To encourage someone, you know, because people who know, but they don't, you know, they're not comfortable saying it everywhere. I've had people with, when I say, you know, this is the days, God bless you, whatever, you know, I've had people come, oh, thank you. And I've had some people that just never recovered their speech. It's because people need to know. Did Jesus, when he was speaking to the people, did Jesus ever say, okay, now, if anybody is going to be offended about me talking about God, you should probably leave? No. He said, by the way, the gospel is an offense. Are you ready for this? To people who are perishing. Is he talking about us? See, that would be the response to that. Yeah, if you're offended by God, you're perishing. You know? If you just have this urge come up in you to mock, oh, them and your gods, ooh, that's from their father, the devil. That's what it is, you know? He would say to the people, you don't know where you come from. You're speaking from your father, the devil. Well, see, it's the truth. We know the truth, and it says you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And I want to tell you something. There is nothing more liberating that brings you more joy than speaking the goodness of God in a place that isn't normal. You know, just a place where it just felt like you needed to thank God. You know, I encourage it. You know, today you're not going to be doing too much, but tomorrow you might see some people, and it might be somebody that would be the least likely to want to hear about how good God is, and you just have this urge to say, "Man, God's good." Because somebody might say, well, where did that come from? That's just what's in me. God's good. All the time. It really is. You know, people who don't know much have heard, God's good all the time, God is good. You know, sometimes at jail, I'll say, God is good, and they've heard that so much, they'll say it back. Well, all the time, God is good. And maybe somebody that's new in the pod will look around like, what's going on? You know, or maybe somebody that's new in the pod that looks like they got nothing doing at the pod, but God has miraculously brought them there. They're one that says, all the time, God is good. Maybe with a little, not so, more of a thing than a, oh, yeah, you know. So I talk to that person. I don't say anything to them to let them know that I know that they don't know. But I just am kind to them. Just encouraging them. You know, smile. There was an old song that said, you know, smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, because that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its... Anyway, okay. But you know, that's a worship song, can't you tell? You know, that can either be God singing to you saying, smile an everlasting smile, that will bring you near to me. Or that can be me singing to God saying, don't ever let me find you gone. That'll bring a tear to me. You know, we could be singing like a duet to each other. You know, he sings one part and I sing. Okay, we'll forget that too. And you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. That's God's sense. That's God's sense. It changes everything. You know, draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. I believe that he's drawing us nearer all the time. And I think that he's saying, get ready, stay near. No fear. No fear. The righteous are as wishy-washy as a lion. No. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. You know, I'm old enough to be bold. Aren't you old enough to be bold? It does not bother me if somebody says, there's that crazy old guy. I might correct them and say, I'm older than you, but I'm not old. I'm being refreshed. I'm being renewed. I'm being refilled, rejoiced. Sometimes we need a little rejoying, don't we? I think you need your joy oil changed. You need some fresh oil. Fresh oil, you know? Fresh oil. I need to put fresh oil in my lawnmower. God's been keeping it fresh for probably 5 years since the last time I changed it, you know? And he keeps it going, but I'm thinking I should take my part, you know, because some people say, 5 years, you don't change your lawnmower. Well, I just bought a new battery for the first time in 8 years, I think. I got tired of charging it and boosting it, you know. I want it to be fresh. I forgot that I put a brand new battery in it, and I started it up yesterday. It started right away. I go, praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord anyway. It's a new battery, and it still works. But it was like, oh, that's right. I put a new battery in it. You know? I pray that we get so rejoiced by the Lord that we sometimes wonder where our joy came from. Woo! That's good. Huh? Just boom. There it is. Oop. There it is. Tune into God sense. Tune into God. Now, I know that when we know God, I know that we have sort of reestablished common sense. But has your common sense ever slipped a gear? You know? God sense doesn't mess with your gears. God sense is right on. In fact, God sense corrects our common sense. God sense moves us into uncommon sense. But God sense keeps us knowing that there is no negotiating the truth. The truth isn't relative. It's not like, well, you know, you might not agree with me. You know what? If I'm in the Word of God, I'd agree with me if I were you. I'm sorry, I'm just saying. You know, if you're in the Word of God, if you're in the truth will make you free. Stick with it. Stick with it. Stand on it. When you've done everything to stand, what are you supposed to do when you've done everything to stand? Stand, therefore, slipping on that full armor of God. Don't it look good on you? Huh? Don't it look good on you? Robes of righteousness. The Lord wants us to know that we all got a robe of righteousness. And when you said that, I thought, put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Woo! Glory to God. You know, be loud and proud. Just go ahead. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. I'm not like you. You don't have to be like me. Be like you. With God's sense. You know? Okay, so anyway. Be seekers of the truth. Standing on the truth. Truth is your standard. The truth. The truth of God's word. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. Those are like super sensible things to say, because they come from the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, David said, I will dance as David danced. Like Miriam dance with the tambourine. Or just whatever flows through from the Word of God is good stuff, you know. Let it flow. Because you know. You know what is right, and to him who knows what is right, he just does it. Just does it. So take the time to know what's right. Take the time. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for time. The time that you give us. These are the times that we are in, and how fortunate we are as you reform, renew, restore, and refresh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I have to say that sometimes when I think about being in the time when love for God and honoring God is stronger than it's ever been, really, Israel would forget you. People would cheer Jesus and then ask for him to be crucified. They were wishy-washy. Lord, I just pray you are taken out wishy-washy once and for all. And the people will just rejoice in the Lord. No matter what comes, no matter what we face, no matter what we hear, no matter what goes on, we're just going to rejoice in the Lord. That's the best thing to do at first. If there's more, we'll hear it, but just rejoice. Rejoice and set our hearts to seek the Lord. That is God's sense. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. 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 Anyone have anything to add?